good morning.
Good morning.
Let's do better than that. Like, say good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Pastor John Jeter, pastor of North River Bible Baptist. We're glad that you're in the house of prayer. Glad that you're watching our Facebook. We want to welcome you into our sanctuary as we worship today in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen.
Today we celebrate a day set aside called Father's Day. Again, I'm not going to hit on June 10th because this is the same day, but everybody's been talking about it. But we're going to just focus on Father's Day today. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to give you some statistics, and then we're going to get into the Word of God. But I just want you to understand that fathers are a very important role that God has given.
Amen.
Every day, 300,000 men become first-time fathers. With no training, no instructional book, no owner's manual. You're given a child, and you're supposed to train that child and raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The family is supposed to be, you need to let your husband be the father.
Amen.
You can't run the house, and you can't run in and let them be father. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Y'all know I'm one of those preachers that tell it like this. Amen. Each person should know their place. A father is the leader, the captain.
Yes.
He's the one that God put you on. Now, I can't change that. The mother is the lieutenant. She's next in charge. And then the children are the privates. But let me just tell you, we got it all mixed up today. We got children who want to run the home. We got wives who want to run the home. But the father and the man is the leader of the house. There is somebody.
Amen.
We need to get back what the Bible teaches. 1 Corinthians 11:3 says, the head of the woman is the man. I hate to tell you, but God created Adam first.
That's right.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
He took Eve from the rib.
Yes.
But he created Adam first.
Yes, he did.
The Bible says in Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord.
Yes.
For this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that you may live long on the earth. I'm telling you today, the reason so many of our young kids are dying because they're not honoring their father. Amen, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
I know just you don't want me to preach, but I'm telling you, I'm grateful that some of us didn't have fathers. Some of us was raised by a community. Some of us had stepfather. I had a stepfather. I didn't have a father. But God, and the missionary that was here on Wednesday, she brought it home. She said her daddy didn't want her and her mama didn't want her. But somebody took her up and she found that verse in Psalm 27 and said, my mother and father forsake me. The Lord took me up. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
Step into that role that God called you to be. That they may live long. Today we got children having temper tantrum. We got children need to be disciplined. We got children need to be restrained. We got children that are causing all kind of havoc. Oh, y'all don't want to preach this morning. They call them the terrible twos, and then they get to the troublesome three, then they get the ferocious four, and then they get the five, and then the sassy six, and then they seven going on 30. Let me tell you, somebody needs to raise the children.
Amen. That's right. Can't raise themselves.
Dad, D-A-D. I'm going to call it divinely appointed decision maker.
All right.
God called you.
Amen.
I didn't choose myself to be a dad. God called me to be a dad. And by the way, children are not accident. Children are heritage of the Lord. So I don't want to hear that myth that I don't know why I came or it was an accident. No, God picked your father. Amen, somebody. Oh, y'all don't mean to preach this morning. We need to get back to teaching. And then when you get to be a preteen, we need to teach them about bullying. They get bullied in school. Amen, somebody. Dad, you need to step up and tell them. And then when they get to be teenagers and they want to go on dates and they got peer pressure, Dad, you need to step up to the plate and teach your girls who to date and who to go out with. Oh, man, somebody preach. Amen. So we're going to talk about that today. Our fathers are needed, are desperate in our community. fathers are needed to prepare their son. It used to be years ago in the Jewish population where a man would teach his son a trade. Did you know how Jesus became a carpenter? Because his daddy, Joseph, was a carpenter. Amen, somebody. You need to teach your children, boy, you need to teach them how to cut grass. You need to teach them how to clean, work on car. Boy, you need to be taught by their daddy. And boy, and daddy, you need to teach your girls how to be a girl. Sometimes a girl don't even know how to sit. She don't know how to talk. She don't know how to have manners. Let me tell you, a girl needs to be taught manners. Amen, somebody.
That's right.
When I grew up, they used to put a book on a girl's head and they used to teach them how to walk. Y'all remember them days?
Yeah,
they used to teach a girl how to sit at the table and how to put the fork in the knife and the spoon on one side, and they teach them how to fold napkins. Oh, that's what I preach about. Somebody needs to teach our children how to be, grow up and be mature. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Take your Bible. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2. I'm a Bible believer. I teach the whole counsel of the Word of God. I don't have anything new. I tell you all the time, I don't preach my opinion. I don't preach philosophy. I don't preach politics. I just preach what thus says the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
If it's not in the Bible, you won't get it from me. I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 2. You there? Say amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's jump down. I'm going to start at verse 16. Well, I'm going to start at verse 22 and go back up to 16. Now Eli was very what?
Old.
Okay, Dad's going to get old sometime. And heard all that his sons, these are his sons, did unto all Israel. And how they what?
Laid
with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Let me break it down to you. His son was having sex with the women that was coming to church, and he was the preacher, and he should have stopped it.
That's right.
Oh, y'all need to preach this morning. It's in the Bible. Eli got old, and he didn't restrain his son. Jump down to verse 30. I'm sorry, chapter 3. Chapter 3. Mm-hmm. Verse 13. Okay. Are you there?
Amen.
He said, for I have told, this is the Lord talking, I have told him, Eli, that I will judge his what?
House
forever. For the iniquity which he knoweth, because his son made themselves what?
Vow.
And he what?
Restrained him not.
Your son out selling drugs, you ought to stop. Your son out running with the game, you ought to stop. You don't come a mile, and you carry a pistol, and you slinging weed, something. No. Daddy, you need to stop it.
That's right.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Y'all don't mean to preach this morning.
Amen.
We done let our... Now, some of these boys don't have no daddies in the home. I don't know whether you know it or not, but even when you have a mama, if they find out that this boy, they had some young boy going out there buying a brand new Mercedes, and he won with 16 cash, and they asked the mama, where you got the money from? I don't know, no, he was selling drugs.
Oh,
and the mama should have stopped that in the house. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Y'all looking at me kind of strange. This stuff is going on.
Yes.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Daddy, take a stand. I know they took the belt out. I know they took the rod out. But I'm telling you, I believe the Bible. The Bible says, don't spare the rod. I believe children sometimes need a woman.
That's right.
Y'all don't get weak over there. They need to be whipped. Yeah. God put that little, that fanny back there where you whoop on the lid. Amen, somebody.
That's right.
Joshua chapter 24. Now you have to go back. It's become before 1 Samuel. Are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. You there?
Yes.
Read that with me. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will
serve the Lord.
If you live with me, you're going to serve the Lord. You're going to go to church. I don't know what they say. You don't make your children go to church. Yes, I do. They make them go to school. Yes, I do. Yeah, you don't curse in my house. Yeah, you go serve the Lord in my house. Daddy, Joshua said, as far as me in my house, you're going to serve the Lord.
Oh,
amen, somebody.
Amen.
Turn over to Esther. Esther. There's only two books in the Bible that are named after women, Ruth and Esther. And they didn't write them, they were written by men. But God wrote them and named them after women to give us some principles to follow by. Esther, chapter 2. Make sure you're there with me. Are you there? Amen. I tried to give you a heads up, tell you, I'm a Bible believer. You need to follow me in the Bible. Esther, chapter 2, Amen. Verse 7. You with me? Read the world, 1, 2, 3. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter. For she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother was dead, took for her. Mordecai said, you know what? And we heard in the missionary, her dad is dead, but I'm going to step in as a dad. I'm going to step in as a dad. I'm going to tell you, I was a youth pastor, and sometime I have to step in as a daddy. The church ought to be have some men Amen. That young girls can look up to.
Amen.
Oh, y'all want me to preach a little bit?
Preaching.
Now, I'm not getting off into sexual and all that. I'm just saying somebody needs to be a dad. Mordecai was a dad to Esther. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So I want to preach to you for just a little while. Just a little while. Fathers, your children need you desperately.
That's right.
Too many children don't have fathers in the home. Too many fathers are gone AWOL. They're missing in action. Fathers, your children need you. Would you bow your heads as we open up and pray? Y'all need to come on in so we can open up and pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for another Lord's Day, a day that you have made. We're rejoicing and glad in it. Thank you for waking us up this morning, giving us a mind to be in the house of prayer. Thank you for Father's Day, Lord, as we lift up fathers all over the world, Lord. And like my wife said, you may not be biological father. You may be a stepfather. You may be a guardian that's put in charge of children, but help them to step up to their role and do everything that you call them to do. Lord, we thank you again for everybody that's under the sound of my voices, those that are still coming in, those that are watching my Facebook, still praying for the corona situation that affects this whole world, the variants that's been out there, the Delta and the Lambda, all the variants, and then some people are still coming down with COVID 3 and 4 times, so lifting them up to you, Lord. Pray that you go alongside and heal them, Lord. Sharon, one of our own, is a COVID nurse working today. Working at the hospital, there's still people on ventilators, there's still people in the ICU, still people in the emergency rooms. So Lord, we're praying that you would intervene, work that situation out. Praying for the first line responders, the nurses, the doctors, the firemen, the policemen, the ambulance drivers, the medics, the technicians, Lord, the pharmaceutical people, the grocery store clerks, everybody that's helping us navigate through this corona, Lord. Praying for our schools, Lord, our children are out of school. Praying, Lord, that we would give them some to do this summer, whether it's camp or getting in some reading or some training program, that they won't take that time and use it to be mischievous. I already heard about some shooting down at the River Bend for teenagers. The oldest one was, I think, 16 or 15. Three people got shot. Lord, so I'm just praying that we would train our young people, Lord, that they won't be doing careless things. Lord, praying for families, communities, churches, men that will stand up in the pulpit preaching the unadulterated word of God, Lord. Now, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Help me to rightly divide the word of truth. Use me just for a little while to preach and teach the unadulterated word of God. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise.
Yes.
For in the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
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 Fathers in the home. Here's the most statistics. No father figure in child life. They said 6% of daughters usually get pregnant, or they usually have a child outside of marriage, or they usually run away because they have no dad. They're looking for love in the wrong places. Father, you need to love on your daughters. You need to tell them how to be girls. You need to tell them how to carry themselves. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, y'all not for y'all didn't give me amen. Let me tell you, we need men to stand up and be men. We need men to be men of God. We need men to stand up to the plate. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
82% of boys that are not have no fathers end up in juvenile. Juvenile court. Drop out of school. A lot of them get off in the hanging up with the drugs and the pornography and the sex and the joining the gangs, and a lot of you end up having mental disability problems, or they get low paying jobs and they become emotional behavior, mental problems. Let me tell you, we need dads. We need dads to man up. We need dads to step up to the plate. We need dads to stand up and be that leader, be the example for his children. Proverbs 17:6 says, a wise man, how he need to train his kids in the way of the Lord. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
It even talk about granddaddies. Jerry already mentioned that grandchildren are the crown of old men. Men, you need to be not only sometime today, fathers, you need to be a grandfather to your children. Genesis 18:19 says, Abraham said, for I know that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. Let me tell you, men, start living an example for your children, especially your girls. Men, you need to rise up and do what God tells you to do. Psalm 128 says, blessed the man that fears the Lord. We need to be godly men training the godly young people for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Ephesians 6:4 says, Father, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he's old. He will go, and when he's old, he will not depart. You need to train your children. You need to be an example for your children. You need to show your children what true love is. You need to show your children how to act. You need to show your children how to behave. Need to show your children how to do things. Amen, somebody. Y'all getting a little weak on me.
Amen.
Fathers, we got a whole lot of responsibility. And we need to step up to the plate. And we need to do all those things that bring honor and glory to you. 3 points today as I talk about fathers. Your children desperately need you. I'm not talking about every other weekend father. I'm talking about they need you.
Amen.
They need fathers in the home. Point number one, fathers, reach out and touch your children, especially when they're young. Don't be unaffectionate. You know I'm a man. I'm just a man. Let me just tell you, children need to be heard.
Amen.
Children need to be touched.
Amen.
Children need to be kissed.
Amen.
Stop being so hard, man. When my daddy, he never loved me. He never told me he loved me. He never touched my hair. He never, let me tell you, stop being like that. Men, show your kids you care.
Amen.
Amen, amen, somebody.
Amen.
Speak words of affirmation to your kids. Oh, let me preach a little bit. My wife get on me because I'm preaching about myself sometimes, but you need to tell your children, you made all age. I was the only one that always would find the bill to sell the car and say, what about that? No, I need to compliment you for doing a great job. I need to compliment you for studying. I need to compliment you. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Esther, her name means star. She was a beautiful young lady. Didn't have a daddy, but Mordecai began to teach her things. He began to teach her how to walk gracefully. And she was in a beauty pageant. And she won the pageant because her daddy taught her how to sit at the table. Her daddy taught her manner. I don't know where this comes from. And I don't know who I'm talking to. But I said this a long time ago. I ain't never seen girls dressed like boys. They wear these big old pants hanging off their butt. And they wear these big old brogues. And they don't know how to dress and talk like a girl. Let me tell you, girls need to be God.
That's right.
Amen, somebody. Walking around looking like a dude and then belting like a ball. What about a girl? I was in school and the girls were doing all the stuff the boys were doing, breaking manners. And I said, you don't do that. You're a girl. Now, boys don't even be doing that either. Ill manners. Somebody need to tell them.
That's right.
Amen. Somebody picking your teeth at the table. You don't do that. Go to the bathroom. Oh, y'all ain't like y'all ain't don't want me to preach this morning. Girls need to be girls. Amen. Somebody. Like the parable Nathan told David, he said that this poor man had nothing except one ewe lamb. But he brought it up and she nourished and ate his food and drank his cup and laid in his bosom was his daughter. I ain't got time to tell you, but sometime when your kids are small, they ought to sleep on the daddy's chest. Amen, somebody. My daughter used to sit in my lap. Now, I know we done got all our way from that now. You don't even know. Let me tell you, my daughter laid on my chair. My daughter slept in the bed with me because they were my... And then when I was a boy, I slept with my mama. Let me tell you, we need to get back to some affection to our kids. Amen, somebody. Boy, y'all don't mean to preach this morning. Jacob loved Joseph. Now, there was a little been favored to him. He shouldn't have been having favored to him over his other children, but he bought him a coat, made him a coat of many colors.
Yes, yeah.
And then that time that they thought Jacob was dead, his daddy cried. Because his brother said, we found this coat, there was blood on it. And they brought it back to his dad. And his dad mourned for his son. He cried for his son. My son, an evil beast, had killed him. And then 30 years later, when Joseph went down and became the prime minister of Egypt, they found out he was alive. He revealed himself to his brother. And he said, go get my dad. And he went down and got him. Y'all remember the story. And his dad was so excited to see his son. He said, oh, yeah, I thought you were dead. I'm so glad that my dad is still alive. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
God, I don't want to preach because I might get to crying him. You know, I didn't see my dad for years. I was 17 years old before I knew who my daddy was. Let me just tell you. But my dad is grown now, and I've been able to see my dad and love on my dad. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, sometimes things happen or things don't go right. And my mama had to raise me without a dad. But I'm going to just tell you, just so you can see it, sometimes God will step in and raise that boy without a dad. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
God is a good God. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
He bought him a coat, fell on the neck. God, not only did he show Jacob, he showed him his two sons. He had two grandsons named Manasseh and Ephraim. Oh, he was so excited. He thought his son was dead. And he saw his son in his head. He said, Daddy, I want you to see my grandchildren. I want you to see my children, Daddy. And his daddy brought them two boys and hugged them. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
You might get on me about this little bit of preaching. Fathers, you need to help your children with the homework. Fathers, you need to help your children with math and science. I can't do math. Well, learn how to do math. Help them with the multiplication table. When they do science projects, help them. My granddaughter had to do a science project on some tarantula. I had to go out and get a box and go out and find a trap. Let me tell you, help him out with that project. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Father, go to the PTA meeting. I'm so sick and tired of when you go to the school and they have a PTA meeting. No men are there. It's all women. Let me tell you, when my daughter's in school, I don't want to preach myself, but I went to the PTA meeting. Amen, somebody. Fathers, be in your child's life.
Yes.
Tickle your children. Play with your children. Wrestle with your children. Oh, let me preach a little bit. Play basketball with your children. Do some. Take them to the baseball game. Take them swimming. Do somewhere. Father, pick some time with your children, especially your boys and your girls. Take them to the playground. Take them to the swimming pool. Father, pick some time with your children.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Help them when they have special projects. My grandson playing chess, and I had to go to the chess man and play a little chess with him. His teacher said, do you play chess? I said, do I play chess?
Mm-hmm.
I was the champion. Oh, what you talking about? He said, you need to play with these boys then. I said, all right, let's sit down and have a game of chess. Let me tell you, fathers need to be in their life. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for them schools now, prep school, when they got men and coming over and made an example, like Gio and them, being there for the kids. Somebody needs to show them. And I thank the Lord that they're teaching boys how to dress. They wear a shirt and a tie and a coat, and they know how to look like a young man. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
We need to get back. Father, talk to your children about bullying. Now, don't be the kind of tell them to beat up everybody. No, don't be like that. But teach them self-defense. Teach them how to take care of themselves. My grandson taking karate. Learn a little bit how to take. Teach your children how to protect themselves. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Tuck them in the bed at night. I don't know where he lost all that. The dad get in there and watching a football game, watching the NBA. Finally, he forget about the shirt. Got to go to bed. Put them in the bed. Turn the TV off. Go in there and put them in the bed. Tuck them in the bed. Girls like to be tucked in and put the cover on them and cover them. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Father, get back to praying with them. Being that person. I got an evangelist friend, and he told me, gee, that night when my children sleep, I eat back in their room, and I get on my knees, and I grab them by the toe, the big toe, and pray for them.
Amen,
amen, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody need to tell Father he got a big job.
Yes.
Amen, somebody.
Yes.
Teach your children how to respect authority. I don't know what, I just went out of the window. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. We done lost it. I don't know what you're doing. Huh? What?
Right.
You call me huh? What? Huh? What are you talking to?
Right.
It's Mr. law. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. We need to go back teaching manners to our children. Whatever it is. Ain't no whatever it is. You need to get back to teaching. Father, teaching. Discipline. Teach them about the Lord. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Children get to a point where they start kicking and biting and temper tantrum, screaming and having a temper falling out in the store. No. You're not going to do that here.
Amen.
I'm going to teach you some manners. Ignoring the rules, don't want to follow the dad, don't want to stay with the curfew. I used to have a curfew in my house. 11 o'clock, you'd be home on Friday. What? Don't come in at 11:05, it'll be just as hard as you came in 1 minute out. Amen, somebody. Dad, you need to have a curfew. Amen. You need to show kids that you love them. Now, you ain't going to believe this, but there's so many kids that have been in juvenile. They say, I wish I had somebody that would put some little restraints on me. I wouldn't have went out and got on drugs and messed my life. I wish I had somebody that would have told me no. I wish I had somebody that would have told me. Well, we had a missionary here Wednesday. She said that the church started bringing her to church when she was 11 years old. She said she used to wear a tight pants. And she said, don't judge her by a tight pants because that's all she had. And she said, but as she began to learn about the Lord, she began to not dress so provocative. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, y'all mean to preach. Girls even know how to dress. Oh, let me preach a little bit. You ain't going out of here with that on, that micro mini on where I can see. You know, you try to sit down, you know how to pull. You can't pull them down. You ain't got nothing to pull down. Amen, somebody. We need to teach our girls, boys, men, you need to teach them. Teach them. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I had daughters and I was on them. I mean, not trying to be hard, but I want them to realize that I used to be a little boy one time, and I used to know what was on my mind, so I know it was on the boy's mind. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So you need to dress right.
Amen.
You need to carry yourself right. You need to not, and I don't know where this comes today. Everybody wear pajamas outside. I don't know where that comes from. Stretch pants, and you can see that all in blue back. I don't know where that comes from. And then they got clippers all over the place. I don't know where that comes from. Somebody, especially the dad, need to tell them you can't dress like that. You need to dress proper. You need to dress like a woman that got decency.
Amen.
Oh, wait a minute, somebody. Y'all want me to preach it. Point number one. Fathers, your children desperately. Point number one, reach out and touch your children. Show some affection. Point number two, rearrange your schedule to spend more time with your children. I got to go fishing. Oh, I'm not talking about you need to stop fishing and go on the golf course and go on and play basketball. Your children need somebody to spend time with. You put them in there on their game and you shut the door in their room and you don't ever talk to them. No, you need to tell them shut the game down and you need to spend some time with your children.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
You know how you spell time? I mean, how you spell love with children? T-I-M-E. Time. They took a study and they said that men priority is always their job, their recreation, their hobby, their sport, and children come last. They say men spend about 10 to 15 minutes a week talking to their children. Mm-hmm. That needs to be changed. You need to talk to your children every day. You need to see how their school went. You need to see what's going on in their mind. A lot of children have got issues and somebody needs to sit out. And by the way, let me say it to you, if you never heard it before, sometimes you need to just share and listen.
Amen.
Not always. Hey, shut up! Let the child talk. I just heard this on the Christian radio. The preacher, he said his son came in to talk to him, and he was drinking coffee, and he had a newspaper. And he said, Dad, I need to talk to you. And he said, he kept looking at the news. Oh, go ahead, son. He said, Dad, I need to talk to you. He said, go ahead. He said, his son finally took the paper and pulled it out of Dad's hand and said, Dad, you need to look at me. I need to talk to you. The preacher said he was so embarrassed. He said, I'm the preacher. And I should have known to put the newspaper down. My son needs to talk. And he taught me a lesson there. Listen, look at my son's eyes and talk to him. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
We need to talk to our children. Malachi 4:6 said, God is going to turn the heart of the fathers to the children. And turn the children's heart to the father. I am not trying to be hard on anybody, but there's some children don't want to have anything with their daddy. Found out I had some cousins, and my brother ran into one of them in college and said,
My grandmama told you that you was my cousin. She said,
my daddy did it. He never done nothing for me, and I don't want to have nothing to do with him. Let me tell you something. We need to reach out to our children and turn our heart back to our children. Yeah, we made mistakes. Yeah, we didn't do what they want to do. But we need to try to reconcile with our children. Oh, y'all were just kind of weak on them. The girl on the Wednesday said her dad didn't want nothing to do with her. God still raised up. She's a speaker now. She's going around to witness and telling folk about the Lord. She went on because God had a plan for her life. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
God's going to turn your heart. Don't break your promises. I heard this and it broke my heart. I'm not going to call the name of one of the star football running backs for Georgia, University of Georgia. Broke all the records. Won the Heisman Trophy. He said his daddy never came to not one game. I was shocked. You look at LeBron's or look at Shaq. They said they never knew who their daddy was. Oh, in the picture of it. We need to get back in our children's life. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Our children need us. But there's a good example in the Bible called the prodigal son. He had a good daddy. But he didn't want to obey his daddy's rules. You know how sometimes you don't want, you get grown, you 15, my daddy can't tell you what to do, I'm grown. And so he told his daddy, give me my money, and I'm going and living it up. I'm tired of having your rule. And the daddy gave his money, and he left and went to a far country. And you know how it is when you got money, your friends are all around you, they're glad to be around you. But then he, all his money got spent, and he didn't have nobody to give him nothing, and he ended up in the hole pen. Amen, somebody. Hole pen.
Amen.
You know, you got a lot of freedom when you got money. I remember one time I had a water bed. That was back in the days. You know, you put the water bed, I had a friend said, let me use your water bed.
Yeah.
I let him borrow my water bed. Then I went over to his house one day. He said, that thing leaking messed up my carpet.
Yeah.
I said, duh. I never know that. And then one day I just happened to show up at his house and he wasn't there. The roommate let me in. I got on my knees and crawled and reached around the water bed and lifted up and it was dry as a bone. I said, he lied to me. Friends! As long as I had a car and I was driving him everywhere, he'd get in the car with me. Never offer me no gas. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Friend! Let me tell you, you got to be very careful.
Who you call?
Every day that daddy would go out on the precipice and look for that son. My son, anybody seen him? He left home. He's out there homeless now. He's living on the streets. Anybody seen him? He go home, never see him. But I'm so glad that I serve a good God. One day that old boy, down in the hog pen, finna eat the husk that the hogs ate, came to his senses. Y'all remember the story? And he said to himself, my daddy certainly better than this. My daddy have always taken care of me. I'm the one that got all out of my mind. He said, you know what? I'm going to go to my daddy and apologize and tell him that, daddy, I said against God and you, daddy. And look, daddy, you ain't got to call me your son no more. Just let me as one of your high servants. I work for you, daddy. You don't have to say that you're your son, but the daddy was waiting on him that day. Y'all with me, preach a little bit. That's why daddy has to be always waiting on his son. That's why you need to learn how to forgive your kids when they mess up. Because you messed up when you were young. Is that right? When your kids don't do things like you think they do, don't be so hard on them. Because if you remember when you were that age, you messed up and God took care of you. So don't be so hard when the children don't do what you think they do. Leave them alone. Just love them. And that dad saw that son coming down that road. And I can't preach it like I ought to preach it. But he said, that's my son. And he was all muddy and miry and had filth and stank all over. But his dad didn't care. He was just saw a son that I got repented. And by the time he got hair right there, he began to holler, dad. Dad, I sinned against heaven, and dad didn't give him time to finish. And dad said, just be quiet. I'm glad you came home. And dad said, kill the fat calf. And dad put a robe on him. Dad put some shoes on his feet. Dad put a ring on his finger. My son, that was love is sad. That means somebody. I love your kids. That ring was a picture of reconciliation. That robe was a picture of ownership. Shoes, affectionate, fatty calf. Now this is the part I can't understand. He had a brother that was there at home.
Yes, sir.
Now you'd have thought that the brother would have been glad.
I mean, we have so much jealousy in our family, sad that brothers and sisters can't get along. I don't understand it. I've been asking the Lord, stop that mess in my home. Stop that mess. Let my brother and my children get along. And one of the kids that was with the dad who had made it was doing all that. He got upset. He said, I don't understand why you're doing all that for him. I've been here all the time. The dad said, hold on a minute, son. Everything that I have is yours. I've always been here for you. But your brother or your sister was in need. They had been messed up. They needed help. And so we're going to have a party. We're going to celebrate because they came home. And he was so mad at his sister and his brother. He wouldn't even come in the house. Yep. Let me tell you, stop being like that. If you got an argument with your sister and brother, you need to get it right. You need to go to them and say, I'm sorry. Let's be brothers and sisters. You know, I got 6 or 7 brothers, and I've had issues with my brother and issues with my brother. But I've learned how to say, I'm sorry. I might not have been the brother that I should have been. I'm sorry, sister. I'm sorry. Would you forgive me? And I'm going on for the Lord. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
You can learn how to love them for. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Deal with that jealousy and envy in the home. Fathers, learn how to deal with that. Don't let that stuff manifest in your home. Cain ended up killing Abel. Brothers, first murderer, because his brother was righteous. He didn't like it. Ishmael was jealous of Isaac. Now, I know what you're saying. They had 2 different mothers. It doesn't matter. They were brothers. They had the same daddy. And there shouldn't have been no jealousy among them. Amen, somebody. Yeah, you might have a brother or sister. Y'all might have a different dad or mom, but it don't matter. We're in the same home. It need to stop being jealous in the home. Amen. Somebody. Esau and Jacob never got me. They were twins. Esau tried to kill Jacob. Now Jacob was a constant. He was a slickster, but it should have been some love in the home. Leah and Rachel married the same man, Joseph. Jacob. That was a problem there. One of them had babies, the other couldn't have babies. So there was some tension between the sisters. Should have got that fixed. Mm-hmm. David had some problem in his home. Absalom had a daughter named Tamar, and his brother Amnon raped him, and Absalom killed him. Brothers killing brothers, it ought not be. And Adonijah was one of David's sons. He wanted to get the throne before Solomon. And he jumped and tried to get Abishai to be his wife, and Solomon had him killed. Let me tell you, fathers, stop that mess in your home. Your children need to learn how to love each other. Fathers, start working together. I know I can't make you do right, but I'm going to tell you that you ought to love each other because I'm your daddy, and I ain't bringing you up like that. And God wants me to be an example. And yes, I didn't have a great family. Yes, I didn't. I can complain all about my brothers, my daddy, and my granddad, but it doesn't matter now. I'm saved on my way to heaven, and you need to live right. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Fathers, manage your home. Get my last one, I'm done. Fathers, your children need you desperately. Point number one, reach out and touch your children. I had a struggle with that because I didn't have no man love on me. My dad had never hugged me. My dad had never told me he liked me, never told me he loved me. My dad had never, I guess he didn't know how to say it. And I had struggled with it. But I had to learn how to start saying I love you to my children because I didn't know how to do it. So God will help you. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Point number 2, rearrange your schedule.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I had one of them jobs that work overtime.
Oh, yeah.
I had one of them jobs that demanded. But I knew that my children needed me. I knew that I needed to be there at the PTA meeting. I knew that I needed to spend time with my children. I had one daughter that was in sports. Nah, I don't want to tell you about that because she thought I was a trainer. You gonna run them her. You gonna run them her. I was on them and I would get mad if she didn't do it. Then I had another daughter who was off into the arts and everything, and I was at all the recitals and at the piano recital. And then I saw Beth crying about it, but I wanted to be there for my children.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Fathers, be there for your children. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And point number 3.
Yes, sir.
Fathers, avoid the common pitfall in the world.
The common pitfall that fathers have, and a lot of men have it, is ego. You got an ego. Narcissistic. I make the rules. Don't nobody challenge me. Let me just tell you. You're going to make some mistakes, man. I made some mistake with my wife. I made some mistake with my church. You're going to make some mistakes. I remember one time I was fussing about, we ain't going to put the fire pits in. We're going to put the fire pits in. And we ain't going to put the fire. And then one time I was fussing, we ain't going to put the TV in. We're going to put it in. And the general contractor looked at my home. He said, Jeter, it ain't going to matter where the TV go. Let her put it there. I felt this small. Arguing over nothing. Amen, somebody. Divinely appointed decision maker. Be intentional, Dad, to teach your children. A teachable moment. A teachable. You know what a teachable moment is? Any situation that happens in life, you can say, we're going to learn from this. I'm going to teach you something, son. I'm going to teach you. You know, teach them how to do things. Jesus had to rebuke the Pharisees because they were self-righteous. Mm-hmm. He said, all what they bid you, observe and do, but don't do as they say. To be a hypocrite. Daddy says, you're going to cuss, don't tell your children not to cuss. If you're going to cuss in front of them, don't do it. Daddy, you're going to be drinking beer, liquor, or whatever, wine in front of them. Don't tell them not to drink, because you're drinking in front of them. I don't want to hear that. Father, you're going to be smoking, and you're going to tell your all, I don't want y'all no crack cocaine. I don't want y'all no marijuana. I don't want you to have it. You doing it, so don't tell your children. Don't tell them something that you do. Amen, somebody. And then don't be abusive. You don't even know how to treat your own wife. You treating her ugly in front of your children. How do you think boys know how to treat girls? They learn from their dad.
That's right.
I hate to say this, but it's public information. When Chris Brown was dating Rihanna, she filed charges on him for abuse and assault. And they asked Chris Brown, they said, well, and they was young at the time, they said, why would you hit on Rihanna? Well, that's what my daddy used to beat on my mama. I thought that what you do. No! You don't beat on a woman. Men don't beat on women. Men, be an example for your children. Teach your young boys how to treat women. We need to go back to teaching boys how to have etiquette, how to open the door for the woman, how to help her put on her jacket. Teach boys how to help the woman in the house. Stop coming home and going to bed expecting her to do all the washing and all the cleaning and all the cooking. Let me preach a little bit. Men, learn how to help your wife. Learn how to help their mama. Learn how to do things to bring honor and glory to the Lord. Amen, somebody. I don't know where that old school come from. Men don't wash clothes. Yeah, they do. Men don't cook. Yeah, they do. Fold clothes. Iron clothes. Do everything to help her around the house. Amen, amen somebody. Amen. Teach your children like boot camp. You need to teach them how to drive a car. Oh, I just had a grandson going to driving school. I said, anybody been teaching you? Yeah, my mom and dad. Let me tell you, you need to teach your children how to drive a car. Amen, somebody. Amen. Teach them how to have a bank account. Mm-hmm. Your child don't know how to handle money yet, so give them a little bank account. You ain't got to put no more than $25, $50 in there. And teach them how to write a check and bounce the check. Teach a young child how to do that. And when they grow up, they won't go under because they learn how to do money. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Teach them how to grill ribs and chicken and fish. Oh! Throw them in the grill. Throw them in the charcoal. Teach them how to cook macaroni. Teach them how to cook. Teach them how to do it. I remember a time when they would say, we're going to smoke the chicken. I said, what? What that mean? We're going to set it in the oven. And I remember when they said, we're going to marinate. I didn't know what marinate. I thought it was mayonnaise. I didn't know what that was. Teach them how to season it and how to salt. And teach them how to take, oh! Y'all, let me teach a little bit. How to take that fork and stick the meat in and meat fall off the bone. Hey, somebody, oh, now. Oh, man, teach them how to do that. Teach your sons and your daughter how to cook. We done lost home men. Girls don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They don't know how to do nothing. They need to go back. How to, don't even sew a button on the coat. My button fell off. Well, you better take it to the steamers. You need to learn how to do it. I need to get back to it. Amen, somebody. Wow. Teach them how to go on a date and who to date. My wife get on me about this, but I used to say, when the boys come pick you up, they ain't going to blow no horn. They're going to get out and come in the house and meet your dad. You ain't going to be taking my daughter, and I don't know who you are. And then when they come in, I'm going to sit down with them and say, now, what's your name? Where you go to school? Do I know your dad? And by the way, she need to be home at a certain time. And by the way, You need to bring her back like you took her. I'm going to give her, back then, you know, we didn't have cell phone. We had pay telephone. I'm going to give her a quarter. And she called me and said, Dad, you need to come get me. You in trouble, boy. You in trouble. I'm coming by your house and get you. Because you better not take my daughter somewhere and put her out on the street. Because I'm telling you right now, if you leave this house, you're going to bring her back like this. Fathers, stand up for your children. Amen, somebody. Raise them to be independent. Now let me help you out. Maybe you ain't never heard this before. Some girls may not get married, but they need to learn how to take care of their home by themselves.
That's right.
I used to tell my daughter when she come home from college, check your oil. You didn't check your oil. Learn how to put oil in your car.
That's right.
Learn how to put air. I was down at in the grocery store, and I saw a girl had the car pulled up, putting air in all the time, checking the fluid levels. And I said, how old are you? She said, I'm 20. I'm at UT. So I said, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm from Memphis, but I'm down in Chattanooga, and I got a car. I got to make sure it's running right. I got to make sure the fluid level is right.
Amen.
I got to check everything. I said to myself, her daddy done a good job. Amen? Amen. Teach them. When you start hearing that, the brake pads are going. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Every 3,000 miles, get the oil changed. Oh, y'all want me to preach a little bit? I'll never forget, and I know y'all, my wife, you know about that. I taught my daughter how to drive a straight shift. Then when you shift gear, and I said, now when you get around the car, when you're going up a hill, you got to push it in the first, then you got to shift it the second, then you got to get on the third. And then when you come around the corner, you got to bring it back down to this. And I'll never forget, I let her go out one time after I thought I'd taught her. And it started raining, and I was so scared. I said, oh, Lord, she got a straight shift. I don't know if you ever been in front of somebody with a straight shift and they don't know what to have to put it in the first gear and they don't know where to go. They don't know how to left off the cliff. You know what I'm talking about? And they holding up traffic and they have to get up and go, oh my, I ain't figured it out yet. And I asked my daughter, so I teach her, she said, Dad, I learned how to do it. I started going around that mountain, shifting that gear, turning and going in the third. And then I came on around, I got on interstate, I put it in the fifth, but one came on home. I said, oh, praise the Lord! Learn how to drive. Maybe it's somebody.
Amen.
Teach them how to swim. I had to teach my daughter how to swim, how to get in the water with them, teach them how to swim. Put them on little floats and everything, but take them to the water, teach them how to swim. You need to teach your children how to be independent. Amen?
Amen.
You have 18 years. Now, they're going to leave you at 18, but you need to teach them. But let me say this, and I don't want to be hard on some of y'all. You're going to still be following after they pass 18, too.
Okay.
After they come to 18, don't mean they grow. Because every now and then, Dad! You what? You think something? You hear me? Yeah!
Amen.
Okay, so you still go, I'm going to be a father for you. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Eating and sleeping with them, loving on them, teaching them God's principle, teaching them how to real life. You train them for real life. I have an empty nest now. Both of my daughters are grown, but I still have daughters, and I'm responsible for being there when they do something, when they need it. You know, I got some training, and they need some how to get a license in this. I say, go check this out. Get on the internet. Look this up. Do the things that you need to do. Be confident. Teach them to be confident. Teach them to be independent. Teach them to be faithful. Teach them to stand on their own. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
You need to do everything you can to bring your kids up in a nurturing atmosphere of the Lord. This girl used to come all the way to Chattanooga from West Tennessee. She was 16 years old. And she used to play the piano for me when I used to have a youth conference. And her daddy died. Her dad was a musician who died. And so she began to grow up as a teenager, and she finally got married and she got children. And so I'm a friend on Facebook. And I saw the other day she put on a picture of her child. Couldn't have been no more than 6 or 7 reading the Bible. And the child had fell asleep. And she said, I train my children. She said, I watch everything they watch. I filter everything on their phone. I filter everything on their computer. She said, but I train my daughter. And she's only 6. They have devotion. And I took a picture of her. She fell asleep on the Bible. And I text her back and say, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Gina. I'm so happy that you're training your children in the things of the Lord.
Amen.
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 As I get ready to close, I want to say, Facebook, thank you for watching. All you fathers out there. By the way, if you're not near your father, give him a call.
Amen.
If you don't know who your father, pray that God may bring him into your life. I've heard so many people that took him, the ancestral DNA, and found out who their daddy was.
Yes.
And I had a buddy call me and say, I found out I got some sisters. My daddy did. My mom didn't tell me who my dad was. And I found out I got some sisters. For the first time, we matched on the DNA 99% time. I got two new sisters, and I know who my dad is. Let me tell you. If you don't have a dad, thank the Lord, he still raised you up. Amen?
Amen.
And he's going to be there for you. So you've been watching by Facebook. I want to give you the sinner's prayer before I close. And as I give the sinner's prayer, maybe you're not saved. You need to get right with the Lord. And if you get right with the Lord, God will reconcile all these things in his time. The sinner's prayer goes something like this. Dear Jesus, Lord, I realize what the preacher said. I realize that maybe I don't have a father. Maybe I hadn't been right with my father. Maybe my father didn't do what he needed to do. But Lord, I want to do right by myself. First of all, Lord, I need to be saved. Lord, I realize that Jesus died, and he was buried, and he rose from the dead. Lord, first of all, Lord, forgive me my sins, Lord. Lord, come into my heart and save me, Lord. Help me to be that Christian that will be an example to bring honor and glory to you. And I'll be so careful to give you all the honor and praise. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. If you prayed that prayer by the authority of the Word of God, I want to tell you God saved you. But don't quit there. Get into a Bible-believing church where the Word of God is taught. And by the way, if you come here, I'm going to teach the Bible. I don't have nothing else but the Word of God. So we want to invite you to come to church and hear the Word of God. So until next week, Facebook, look up. Your redemption joys now.